Les voix errantes.
Les voix errantes. Les voix errantes. Les voix errantes. La ville
nous parle. Une lecture à haute voix des rues. Bienvenue à Les Voix Errantes, Gaza Edition. Ceci est un petit acte de résistance. Nous avons collecté les enregistrements audio des personnes qui vivaient à Gaza, où nous leur avons demandé de décrire leur endroit préféré, leur journée typique à Gaza. En les écoutant, nous vous invitons à imaginer ces lieux. Gaza continue d'exister, dont tous ceux qui s'en souviennent et qui en parlent. Les paysages d'une Gaza imaginée, d'une Gaza de la mémoire, sera créé grâce à notre imagination et à nos souvenirs. Gaza vit toujours. Les habitants de Gaza vivent toujours. Et ils portent en eux la graine de la résistance. Ensemble, nous pouvons rendre cette résistance visible, même avec les petits gestes d'imaginer un nouveau paysage de solidarité et de résistance. Free Gaza. Free Palestine.
Hi, I'm Zaid Hassan, and I'm going to take you on a journey of one of the days that I've spent in Gaza, usually. So I'll pick a day where it's during Ramadan, which is the fasting month of the year. For Muslims, where we fast for 30 days. And usually we spend the whole day like sleeping, but we wake up like around late afternoon. And once we wake up, I used to leave my house in the middle of Tel Hawa area, which is relatively like new area where it has like high buildings. And in Gaza, high building is like 15 stories. And I used to take a long walk from the area of Tel El Hawa and to cross to the area of Rimal, where we have like the shopping street. And I would walk on the shopping street where there is only shops. There is like the middle garden and a little park in the middle of the road, where everybody is there. There is toys for kids, and everybody is like having fun here and there. Like right before the Adhan, like around 4 p.m. usually the Adhan, where we break the fast and eat, is around 6 p.m. So around 4 p.m. everybody is on the street. The shops are open. Everybody is trying to put the nicest decoration, celebrating Ramadan. And I would have like a long walk around the road. And then I will take a car to the center, the heart of Gaza City, which is the old city of Gaza City. It's my favorite spot. And on that area, I'll take a car which will go straight from Rimal up to the heart of Gaza City, the central station of Gaza City. But we don't have like trains or buses, so it's a station for taxis. And next to it, there is the old market. And in the old market, there is all of the old shops that hundreds of years back in time. And those shops, like, they sell spices, they sell pickles, vegetables. It's the old school, like really, really old school. Like it's the buildings of those this area haven't changed for like hundreds of years. So I'll take a walk down the old market. I'll buy everything, because when we're fasting, we crave everything. We want to eat everything, so I'll eat everything. And they have like all of the spices shaped as mountains of za'atar, sumac. You have all of the wonderful colors, and you have like all of the fresh vegetables. And especially in Ramadan, like there is a season because people usually go for that walk also. And we buy rucola, we buy lettuce, we buy those vegetables that are not necessarily we're going to cook or eat, but we can eat them on the side of any dish. So a lot of the men and a lot of people in my age will be walking, just buying anything that they find interesting and find beautiful. And there are all of the fruits. And in Ramadan, you'll find people who are outside of the falafel shops, like making falafel down the street, because it's all on the street. Like the people like put all of the stuff on the street. So you find them make falafel. And in Ramadan, they make this special falafel, which is bigger than the normal size falafel. And they stuff it with onions, red chili. And it's amazing. So you buy everything once you're walking, and then you end up at the ancient Omari Mosque, which is a very ancient hostel that was during the Romans. Like it goes like 1500 years back in time, and it used to be like a hostel when the Romans were in that area, and people who were traveling from Asia to Africa, they used to settle in and like sleep. And you go into Omari, and it's a mosque, so they have like all of the celebration for Ramadan. And outside, like there is a big arena where all of the ancient rooms are on the side. So we spend the day, we wait like 30 minutes before iftar, and then we take the car and we go back home. And you'll find decorations everywhere, like the croissant, the stars, and everything related to Ramadan. Like we have something called the fanous, which is the old lantern. And we have iftar, and then we used to go out. And for that, like I used to go to my favorite shop, coffee shop, which is Honeybee. And for us in Gaza, we don't have like bars or pubs. We have like coffee shops. Like basically coffee is our wine and beer. So we drink it all the time. So, and I used to love this coffee shop because it was like modernly decorated, and it has those like nice white chairs outside of the shop, and it was overlooking the main one of the biggest roundabouts in Cairo, in Egypt, in Gaza, sorry. And it's called the Ittisalat roundabout, and there you'll find everybody walking, everybody's buying something, or everybody's just taking a walk after the iftar to chal. And it was nice because you sat and you have all of the roundabout, the busiest area of Gaza City, and you have everybody, and then everybody's coming and everybody's taking a seat, drinking coffee, chatting, and then they leave. So it was fabulous. We spend there until midnight, and then we go back, or if it's a nice weather, which is usually the case in Gaza, usually the weather is nice and warm. We go to a place called El Mashtal, which is an old club in Gaza City, and it has a billiard tables, ping pong tables, and it has like a football field. So if we're a big group, we go for billiards because it's chill and it's nice. And they have like this old coffee shop outside of the club, and it's an old club where you have the field and you have like a warehouse where they put all of the billiard tables and the ping pongs. So it was nice, and we play, we chat, and then we end the day, we go home, and that's it. That was one of my favorite days I remember about Gaza. Unfortunately, all of those places were lost, so we're hoping that one day we're gonna rebuild them, hopefully. And I don't know if we're gonna make the same buildings, because those buildings have been there for hundreds of years. So I don't think neither me or the next generation, or maybe like the next four generations, will have same memories. But it was there, and we used to enjoy it.
Le Voix Errantes est un projet mené par Medeber Teatro et par Radio NFO. Habituellement, nous parcourons les rues des quartiers en prononçant tout ce qui attrape l'attention de nos yeux pour créer une cartographie sonore et poétique de la ville. Une ville avec mille yeux et mille voix différentes qui peut être écouté en podcast. Vous pouvez écouter le podcast Les Voix Errantes sur toutes les plateformes d'écoute de podcasts. Aujourd'hui, nous ne pouvons pas traverser les rues de Gaza. Et c'est pour cela que nous avons demandé à des habitants de Gaza de nous les faire voir ces rues, de nous les faire traverser avec eux-le. Ici, on vous invite à les rendre visibles, ces rues, à honorer la mémoire de cette terre, mais non qu'elle a été détruite par la brutalité du génocide. Viva Palestine, viva Gaza!